Stephen Main, the founder of crikey.com.au, he's been following the story today. He's written about it on Crikey. He's on the line. Stephen Main, good afternoon to you.
Hi, John.
Big story in Melbourne, of course. Probably a bigger story down there because of the personality of Richard Pratt. But simple question, might he go to jail?
Well, he's been charged on four counts of breaching Section 1555 of the Trade Practices Act, which makes it an offence for making a false statement to the ACCC when you've been served up with a Section 155 notice. So, and each offence carries a fine of up to $2,200 or up to 12 months in jail. Now, that's the theory. I think the practice is that he'll probably, at the worst, get a suspended sentence. But I think what is really interesting about this, John, is that we all thought that this issue was done and dusted, that Pratt and the ACCC did a deal, a plea bargain. Pratt pleaded guilty, paid his $36 million, and we all moved on. And that clearly was the view of Richard Pratt. He's put out a statement this afternoon basically saying that, and he's in complete shock that Graeme Samuel from the ACCC has come up with these new charges when they supposedly had done a deal mediated by a former High Court judge in leading to last year's settlement. So a big shock that it's reared its head again.
Indeed, there were columns and commentaries I saw last year suggesting that because of Pratt's links with the Liberal Party and in high places, that may have prevented him going to jail and that this had been all done and dusted. Not so.
Well, I think what is really interesting here is that Graeme Samuel is up for reappointment in the next couple of weeks. So his five-year term is about to expire. Now, Graeme Samuel knows Richard Pratt quite well. They've had dealings over a long time. They were both involved in the takeover battle for BHP back in the 1980s. They were both involved heavily with the AFL. Now, of course, Graeme Samuel was also a former pre-selection candidate in Peter Costello's seat of Higgins. He's a big sort of Liberal guy, and so people were saying back then, oh, well, you know, the Liberals in power, Dick Pratt is the single biggest donor to the Liberal Party in the country. That's why he hasn't gone to jail. So I think all of that makes for a very interesting twist, and you'd have to at least ask the question, if John Howard had got back, would this happen? Would this have happened? Now, Graeme Samuel will, of course, say it's totally irrelevant. I'm simply doing my job under the Act. But Dick Pratt is in a fury, and he's put out a statement today to his lawyer, and he's twice quoted Graeme Samuel's ACCC in terms of his fury. So he is directing his anger at Graeme Samuel specifically, and it's going to be a hell of a fight because Dick Pratt's lawyer, Leon Zwire, is the lawyer who kept both John Elliott and Steve Vizard out of jail when they were facing their precarious battles over the years, so it should be a good struggle.
And it's interesting because, I guess, as you say, Graeme Samuel, he's up for reappointment. He will be running, if he's still there, Fuel Watch. He's been involved in this grocery inquiry where, I guess, there is, in the broader community, there's an expectation from the ACCC that they need to come up with something, don't they, in terms of petrol and groceries?
I think Graeme Samuel's a bit of a new man in terms of what's happened the last 6 months because, I mean, even yesterday in Sydney he gave a big speech and he sent the share price of Westpac and St George tumbling in afternoon trading because he raised serious concerns about big bank mergers. Now, we all know that Australia's got the world's most expensive banking system and a lot of people think it's a cartel and they're way too powerful and all that sort of stuff. But to suddenly have Graeme Samuel talking tough on that, he's personally been conducting these supermarket hearings and putting, you know, the CEO of Woolworths, Michael Lufton, through his paces in a major way. He's done a major backflip on Fuel Watch and suddenly adopted it when previously he'd been critical. And now he's throwing the book at Dick Pratt, who I'm not saying Dick Pratt is not liked by Labor. He does give a bit to Labor, and certainly his dealings over the big Tumut pulp mill up there in New South Wales showed that he's a very skilled dealer with the New South Wales Labor government. But I still think that it's very interesting how the political machinations around this all work.
Yeah, and a lot of it is about Graeme Samuel and the fact that he's going to be reappointed, but that he's got to look like he's not just all talk. He's got to provide some action too, doesn't he?
That's true, but he didn't actually need to pull this one out of a hat.
No.
I mean, everyone thought this was done and dusted.
No.
And the only response to last year's deal was, yes, Graeme Samuel got the biggest ever fine, $36 million, and Kevin Rudd was going to introduce some new laws, which meant that you could jail people for doing cartels. So it does seem ridiculous that Dick Pratt couldn't be jailed for running Australia's worst cartel, but he could be jailed for lying about it.
Okay. All right, Stephen, good to talk to you again. I look forward to reading more on Crikey. Thank you.
Thanks, John.